It's only one win. It's a giant leap, isn't it?
Oh, massive.
Sounds easy to us. Leon Cameron, the coach of GWS, joins us. G'day, Leon.
G'day, Terry. How are you, Laurie?
Yeah, really well, mate. Well, firstly, we'll be discussing the team, but last night, Toby's going to appeal that decision last night, the suspension?
Yeah, he is, Terry. Look, we felt it was, really important to... to go to the tribunal. I mean, clearly we're disappointed in the outcome, but we will obviously appeal on Thursday. It's not ideal preparation, but I'm really confident our players can really focus in on the week ahead. But we'll be appealing on Thursday.
Leon, are you disappointed with some of the commentary that surrounds Toby? And, we know he's an aggressive player and he gets in the faces of the opposition, but some of the comments, do you think it's just he's just an easy target for people to have a crack at?
Oh, look, Laurie, he's a fantastic player. We know he's the manner and he goes in his footy, he's such a competitor. He just competes and competes and competes. And, look, there's always going to be one or two players from every footy club, whether it be AFL, whether it be rugby league, union, soccer, they're different characters and the characters that might rub up the skin of the opposition. But in terms of, I just think, probably people sometimes take it a little bit too far with him because he's a star player. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But what he does on the field and what he does for our footy club is just unbelievable.
I can tell you what, he's a popular team member. When you chat to any of your players within your group, Leon, they all just they wax lyrical about Toby Green. But my question, I guess, regarding Toby, and you're right, it's across all codes, mate. You know, we've got repeat offenders all the time at the National Rugby League judiciary as well. When does it start to become a liability for your team, and have you sat down with Toby and said, mate, love you, love your aggression, but really?
Oh, look, I think it's like anything. I put it in the category, I mean, you don't want people missing games. That's the first thing. You don't want people missing games, and you want your players out there playing every week. And Toby's got some areas of improvement in all facets of his footy. And the thing is, he will listen, and I talk to him all the time, and he takes so many things on board. And that's why we were really confident about going to the tribunal last night. I mean, last week, Toby said he overstepped the mark and in the Bulldogs game, and he apologised for that, and he was fined, and he took that on the chin. But this week, we were really confident. We really wanted to hear what Lachie Neale had to say because we felt it was really important to put things into perspective. So, that's why, the club is going to appeal this as well.
Let's talk about what's happening on the field. It's a big game for the Giants, obviously, their third prelim in 4 years. You've been in this position before and haven't been able to sort of go through and progress through to that grand final. Why can it be different this weekend, and what can you take out of, or is there anything you can take out of those losses in the past to help you for this weekend?
Oh, there's no doubt you take out, always take out something from 16 to 17 and to 18. You look at it and say, that last game is the hardest game to win, that prelim final. And you talk to probably most people in AFL and in league as well, guys, that prelim final is the one that both sides know that you miss an opportunity or you get into a grand final that you might have been aiming for 10 years. So the stakes we know are enormous. So I think, you learn a bit from every game that you've played in finals footy. I think the thing we probably showed last weekend, which I was particularly pleased in, is that when we lost control of the match in the last quarter, our defence really held firm, and that's probably hasn't been known by the Giants for a while. We've probably been seen more as an offensive team in the first few years of our existence, but our defence and our willingness just to dig in and probably starve the opposition when they actually got on top really helped us. So you take that learnings from last week, you can put that into this week as well as what happened a year or two ago as well. So confidence, experience helps. But you've still got to go and get it done, and our players just can't wait to get down to the MCG.
Yeah, I actually watched the last quarter.
It was fantastic. Saturday
night.
It was gripping,
and,
wasn't it?
And you're right, your defence was under all sorts of pressure. I think they had 19 inside 50s in that last quarter compared to your seven. But there was a lot of figures after the game that were floating around where you always look at it after the game, the stats, and go, well, we won that, we won that. There was some sort of key stats that you didn't win. So that must have impressed you about the resilience of your side and their ability to stick tight with one another and connect well in those tight situations.
Yeah, you're right. It was bombarded. As you said, that inside 50 count didn't look good at the time. But our back seven were really, really good. But also our midfield to push down and really help. It's not going to be perfect all the time. And just to take time out of the game for 7, 8, 9 minutes when the opposition had clearly got momentum was really pleasing and not allowing them to score. And, you know, we've actually done that a little bit better over the last, you know, probably 18 months. We've had a couple of really close games where, in particular, the opposition are on top and we've found a way to win by, you know, under that goal margin. And that's another area of the game. You know, like we've won 4 or 5 really close ones again this year. So every year you sort of play, the cohesion, you know, just 0.5% just gets a little bit better from your back six to your middle six to your front six. So, we're really looking forward to the opportunity. We understand Collingwood are a terrific team and they're a season finals side. So that's the good thing about it. You've got to be in it to win it, and we're there, and we look forward to taking them on.
Yeah, a lot of people had their opinion of the Giants in terms of the style that they played, and they said they were just a pretty side, that when it came to finals football, they weren't able to, you know, to up the ante and be aggressive and stay in the contest. But when I watched the Giants and I watched them last weekend, I noticed a difference from what it's been in the past. I just thought they were harder. There was a willingness to compete and inspire one another with their will to win. And I think that's so important when you've got a group of players together that believe and trust and want to have a red hot crack for one another. I just see those signs in the Giants at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think like anything, when you're building a brand of play for 120 minutes through home and away into ultimately practicing their home and away into finals, it's for moments like last weekend or the weekend before. And look, we've been in the finals the last 4 years and we've won some big finals. Ultimately, we haven't gone all the way. And you get judged in this business on who wins, and there's one winner and 17 losers. So, and that's the business we're in. So we're not there yet. We get another opportunity this week to, you know, prove to ourselves that we are worthy of playing in a grand final. And I think with those, that talk about cohesion and willingness to go all the way and put everything on the line, I'm seeing that more and more and more. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, I really believe, and I think our players really believe, that they will go the distance. And if it is an arm wrestle, which most of these finals are, and they're not always pretty, our players have got the confidence to say, yep, we can now go the distance in these arm wrestles, whereas maybe 3 or 4 years ago that wasn't the case.
Leon, final one from me, mate. Shane Mumford, does he play?
Yeah, he will. Martin had a really good game for Brisbane on the weekend, and Mummy gave away 8 free kicks, and he was really disappointed after the game. In saying that, he also laid an enormous amount of tackles for us. So for all the, areas of the game that you look at and you critiqued on, there's definitely some stuff that Shane Mumford did really, really well for us and created that path for our midfielders. We're under no illusion, and Shane's under no illusion, that it's going to be a huge task against Grundy, who's clearly the All-Australian ruckman, the best ruckman in the league. So we know that Shane's really looking forward to it. He needs a lot of help at ground level, but also around those stoppages as well. So, because Collingwood's got a terrific midfield as well. So, but yeah, it's going to be great. It's probably the old dog taking on the new bull, and that's going to be a pivotal matchup.
How do you handle the pressure this time of the year, Leon? You know, you're always about the players, preparing well and making sure they stay relaxed and focused, but, you know, relax when they can take it. You as a coach, you're always looking to give information to your players, or do you take time away and try and stay calm and relaxed? Because when we look at you on TV, you're very calm and you're very relaxed. But underneath, is that what you like?
Oh, no doubt. There's a fair bit of... I mean, when you go into big games, there's always going to be nerves. And I'm not going to say I don't sit there and have them, because I do. During the week, I'm really mindful. I think during the week, I'm mindful of overloading information. If you're sort of overloading, then you're doubting, I think. If you're overloading this time of year, then you're saying, well, we didn't get it right during the year when we practiced it. It's like studying for an exam. So some people can study, you know, cram it all in. I don't want to cram it in. I want to make sure that they've learned it in round 16, 15, 12, 18. And so then we just call back on it for a second or two and say, yep, this is what we're going to be doing this scenario. So I'm mindful of overloading on information. And also, I think personally, probably trying to just step away from what's just happened on the weekend, appreciating what the players have done, and then mentally recovering ready for the weekend that's coming. So easy to say, hard to do sometimes, but look forward to 90,000 people at the MCG this weekend.
Well, Leon, we wish you all the best, mate. The GWS Giants have been in this position before. We're hoping they can go one step further. You've done a tremendous job with this team. You'll rally the troops again this weekend, and we're hopeful that you can get the job done, and I'm sure most of Sydney will be right behind the GWS Giants this weekend, mate.
Thanks, Laurie, and thanks, Terry, for your time.